Radio. Well, good afternoon. This is Glenn Coble, and you're listening to the show called A Progressive Life. I'm here with Dr. Feynman. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah, I wanted to point out, by the way, I realized last week marked 5 years I've been on your station.
Oh, my goodness.
It started February 22, 2017. Last week was February 23, 2022, so it's the sixth year I'm on this station now.
So you qualify for our pension.
To be nice.
You get the same pension I get. None.
I also want to comment on, you mentioned about your son Christopher.
Yeah.
Written 12 books. Are those novels or what?
Well, they're sci-fi, futuristic stuff like that.
Yeah. Has he published them all?
Yeah, they're self-published, but they're all available.
Wow!
He told me the other day he's finally starting to make some money on them.
That's great. Yeah. You need to publish your autobiography. You really have such an interesting life.
Too much dirty stuff in it.
That makes you good.
I'd have to rewrite sections of it, too, because you know, after it's been out there a while and I've shown it to my family members, my wife and my daughter have both pointed out to me errors of timing in it. So
timing? About when things happened?
Yeah, when things happened, yeah. Like,
oh.
When I, you know, maybe when I went to OU from DePaul University, maybe I got the date wrong or something like that. So
they know better than you do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was in a drunken stupor. So.
I also wanted to comment about the first ladies.
Yes.
Truman, Mrs. Truman, you know, he said was mostly a nothing. She didn't like being first lady. But also Eisenhower's wife, Mamie, was really not very active at all as a first lady. Those were the two least active first ladies of the last 100 years.
Well, since you're talking about Mamie, tell me, did she know that her husband had fooled around? Or is that just a lie?
She said that he did what?
Fooled around.
I think she knew. I think all these presidents' wives know it. I don't think it's... I think a lot of them overlook it. I think Barbara Bush overlooked George H.W. a lot. I really... You know, because after all, even at the end, when he was in a wheelchair, he was touching women's bottoms a few years before his death.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
And she sort of, like, you know, I think, rolled her eyes at it. She knew.
My wife does that. I think women learn, that's kind of a defense mechanism, learning how to roll your eyes for effect, yeah.
Yeah, but Mamie was pretty much not very involved, and neither was Bess Truman. Bess Truman really hated being in the White House. She just did, so she stayed home in Independence, Missouri, while her husband was in D.C. a lot of the time.
Is that right? She didn't live in the White House.
Well, she did, but for long periods of time, she didn't. But by the way, there is no indication at all, seriously, that Harry Truman ever cheated on his wife.
Okay.
And Jimmy Carter is the other one.
Yeah.
The only two that we can be certain. I think probably Barack Obama probably as well, but you know, but certainly going further back, I think those are the only two.
Yeah. Well, you won't know about Barack Obama for another 30 years, so no matter whether he did or didn't. But
yeah, of course, Donald Trump, we know, did.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, yeah. He was doing that while he was... when he was having a child, he was...
Yeah, in 2006, unbelievable.
Pretty crazy. Oh, well.
And now he's a supporter of Putin, as is Pompeo.
Yes.
Former Secretary of State and CIA head, and also all the Fox News hosts. I think they are old traitors, and they should all face arrest for that. Well, I really think so.
Might as well get right into it, right? The Russian invasion. Why do you think, what advantages them for them to talk like that? I'm not sure they really believe that, but what advantage is...
Well, they must be mentally deranged then if they're saying something they don't believe.
Well, there is that going on.
But I wrote this past week, just try to imagine what Ronald Reagan, Richard Nixon, Senator Barry Goldwater, or even Senator Joseph McCarthy would say if they saw the Republican Party selling out to the Russians, a nation that has always been a menace and a threat to American democracy. It's unbelievable.
What do you think Trump would have done if he had been in office when this
happened? I think he would have withdrawn us from NATO by this point. He was weakening our ties to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization.
Yeah.
And I think he would have said that Ukraine should be part of Russia. I think he would have been a total traitor. It would have been unbelievable. Because, look, he got impeached the first time for trying to interfere with Ukraine getting funding to make sure it can protect itself against Russia. That's what caused his first impeachment. So the man really, he doesn't even understand what Ukraine is. I've read that he thought Ukraine wasn't a nation. He didn't understand that Finland is not part of Russia. He's totally an ignoramus. Or just doesn't give a damn.
I thought it was interesting this week that I heard that it offends Ukrainians for politicians and other people to call Ukraine the Ukraine. It's not the, that's right. Yeah.
The U.S. maybe would say the U.S. is different, but no, it's Ukraine. And I want to point out, as I wrote on Facebook, my ancestors come from Ukraine, from Odessa. And I always thought of that as Russian because I think at the time they might have been under Russian control, but it's still what is Ukraine. And so it really hits me hard, even more than normally, because, an awful lot of Ukrainians died in the famine promoted by Stalin and also by World War II with Hitler, Jewish and non-Jewish. So it really affects me, and I did write, and I see you also noticed it and expressed sadness about it.
Yeah, I know. You noticed the flag that I put up next to you?
Yes.
On our ad.
And I salute you.
That's I almost yes. put in there that on the left is our Ukrainian, Dr. Feynman. I almost put that in, but I didn't know whether that would offend you if I called you a Ukrainian. But
I have no problem
your
with
family's
that.
From there, right? So
Ukrainian ancestry. I've never been there. Actually, my oldest son, a few years ago, when we were doing Ancestry.com and found out this background, said, someday, Dad, we should go to Ukraine and see if we can find any relatives or whatever. But, of course, now it won't be possible.
Yeah, don't do it now, please.
No, but he did bring it up as an idea,
Now, what do you think, let's pull another president. What do you think, what would Clinton have done if this had happened during his watch? I know we're...
Well, I'll tell you, the problem with, I must say, with not so much with Clinton, but with George W. Bush, is that he claimed that he saw that Putin had a soul, and Biden already has told Putin, years ago when he was vice president, you don't have a soul.
Yeah.
And Putin said, you understand me, or something like that. So I think Bush, too, was a little bit delusional as well. I'm not saying he would take the stance that Trump did, but I think he did. Now, Clinton, I don't know. Clinton was wishy-washy. He took a long time to intervene in to fight against Yugoslavia, attacking Serbia. Took 11 threats till he did it. I don't know what he would have done. The one thing is, in a way, I wish we could go in and help Ukraine, but then it would be World War III, but I think it's coming anyway, because I am certain that if he is successful in Ukraine, he's going to attack Poland and Latvia and Estonia and Lithuania, and the last three are part of the old Soviet Union, and Poland was, of course, an occupied country. I think we're going to have World War III. I really feel bad, but I really think we are, and I wish we could just step in now, but, of course, Ukraine is not part of NATO.
Yeah. My opinion is that we won't. I'm believing that Putin is rational enough to realize that his name will be on the very first A-bomb that lands, or nuclear weapon that lands.
And, of course, a lot of innocent victims. That's the danger. But he's rattling nuclear weapons.
I know he is. Yeah. It's scary. It's a scary time. And there are kids now that are going to tell their children in 30 years, if they're still alive, they're going to tell their children, I remember back when Ukraine was under attack by the Russians. Russians, and we were all frightened of World War III. I'm hoping they'll be able to say they were frightened of
World War III. Well, this is the most dangerous time since the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yeah, absolutely.
When we thought nuclear war was going to occur, and that's 60 years ago now.
Now, did you... You were pretty young, but did you...
I was in college, though.
Yeah, did you believe that was going to happen? I did, but I was...
Well, because I lived in New York. I didn't live in Florida. But I really thought New York and Washington and Los Angeles and Chicago, not so much Florida, although it was much closer to Cuba, of course, yeah. Many miles to the Florida Keys. But I really thought there was a chance of it. And, you know, I was taking a bus, two buses to college, at Queens College.
Yeah.
And I worried every day, is this the end of the world? But
yeah.
But it worked out.
I did, too. I worried about it. And I was only, I don't know, I was in high school. But
yeah. Well, I had started college. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
I'm a couple years older than you.
Well, I am really proud, and I've put on my Facebook page, I've put that I support the Ukrainian people. And
yes.
I am not one of the type of people that would do that sort of thing. I really had to think about that, but I really would like the Ukrainians to know that the American people support them, and I wish we didn't have idiots like Tucker Carlson and Pompeo or whatever his name is, and Trump.
Yeah, he was Secretary of State and CIA head.
Yeah,
that's more scary.
I know.
It's not just a commentator like Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
To me, and he wants to run for president. You know, he will be a candidate, certainly. And he thinks that's going to help him? I don't know. These people are lunatics. I really mean it. There are so many. And that's why I had another article this week in which I said, I think Mitt Romney speaking up and calling these people morons and all that, I think, in a sense, I have a feeling Mitt Romney is going to come back and try to run for president again in 2024, 12 years after he lost. And I wouldn't vote for him, but honestly, he's got a set, you know, he's got brains in his head, and he's certainly a responsible person. So if God, you know, I wouldn't want him to win, but if he was to become president, I would certainly be a lot better than almost anybody else in the Republican Party.
Well, politically, he's kind of the middle of the Republican Party, if not even more to the left in the Republican Party.
And he looks
Party.
Good for his age.
He's
77 in 2024.
Yeah.
He looks good.
Yeah.
He has a gray hair, though, now, I notice, but he still looks very handsome.
he's gonna be 77 in
2024. He's born in 47, yeah.
Okay, so he's slightly younger than I am. That's okay.
Yeah, well, he's 74 going on. I'm not sure his birthday. I think it's coming up next month. I think it's this month. He'll be 75, yeah.
Okay, so at that time, we'll be the same age.
Yeah.
For a short period.
Yes.
So, now, you may have been watching TV this morning. I haven't seen anything. As far as I could tell, that convoy...
Is not getting anywhere.
It was kind of slowed down. And I put a tweet I put on there. It just seemed to me that a 40-mile-long convoy is a sitting duck waiting for, you know, somebody to shoot.
Well, if NATO was to get involved, but they're not going to.
No. I mean, there are people in Ukraine that have anti-tank weapons, and they...
Yes, and also foreign fighters that are coming in.
Yeah, are they really? Oh, good.
That's what I've read, you know, from America and Britain and Germany and elsewhere, you know, to fight. So it isn't the government doing it of those countries, but it is still an intervention by foreign elements.
Yeah, no, that I hadn't heard. That would be... it's amazing to me how the Ukrainian people are fighting back so well.
Yes, and their leader, Zelensky, is becoming the new Winston Churchill.
Oh, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's been compared already to Churchill. Whether he makes it all the way through, he'll survive. But he's seen as someone who's really rallied his people. He's only 44, and he's a former comedian.
Yeah, and I saw a picture of his wife on, I think it was Facebook or someplace like that, where she said, I am Zelensky's wife, and I have been threatened to be killed.
Yes, and children, too. He has young children.
Yikes.
I just hope and pray nothing happens in that regard. But as it is, there's been reports and photographs of some Russian soldiers, handing themselves in, refusing to fire. If people come up to their tanks, they shoot up in the air rather than shoot at them. There are those who have abandoned and handed themselves over as prisoners of war, and they're weeping. I picture someone
weeping. Right?
I mean, these soldiers ambassadors were told they were going on military maneuvers. They were not told they were going to invade Ukraine. So, I mean, young people, it's terrible. The young people are always the victims of politicians who have their own ambitions, you know?
Yeah.
Politicians and ambitions, I just realized. they match up.
Yeah.
They do match up, but also they sound the same.
Yes. You were trying to rhyme, right?
Yeah, I wasn't trying, but I realized I said that. That it does, but politicians and ambitions go together.
Now, I just pulled up my tweet from yesterday where it says, it seems that a 40-mile-long convoy heading towards Kyiv is a sitting duck on a ribbon of asphalt that should be able to be stopped with a partisan hit to the head. How can we help? I've got 322 people that have looked at that. I
looked at it too.
I only usually get about 60.
Yeah.
So that's five times the number.
Well, you know, the CIA could be involved, where they will deny it, but there could be CIA elements that are working to do something, but they're not going to make it a national
commitment,
you know.
Yeah, they're not going to talk about it.
So we may be involved, but not governmentally, officially, you know.
Yeah.
We know what's going on. I would also think Putin is in danger because there probably would be somebody in the CIA would like to assassinate him.
Yeah.
Maybe the British Secret Service, whatever.
I'm a little surprised that there haven't been attempts at getting rid of assassinating him.
Well, get this. He sits at a table with the people he's talking with are 50, 60, 70 feet away.
Yes.
Crazy.
Now, is he doing that because of COVID, or do you think he's doing that because he's afraid they might have weapons or bombs or something?
I don't think he thinks the latter. I think it's that he's crazy about COVID, and he's become, I think, delusional in 2 years of COVID. And people say he doesn't look good physically, and he just seems irrational because he gets more temperamental. He never did.
Huh.
And that reminds me a little bit of Hitler toward the end, how he got more crazy in 1944-45 when there was an assassination attempt against him.
Yes, I remember reading about that. Now, I also noticed, I don't know, a week ago I was watching one of my shows on YouTube that talked about Hitler in the final days, and it had a picture of him, and his hand was shaking, and they believed he might have had Parkinson's at that point.
Yes.
That's kind of weird, too.
Yeah. No, I think Putin is starting to go down the road to being like a Hitler as far as how we're going to look at him.
Yeah.
The difference is he has nuclear weapons, which, of course, Hitler didn't have, although he was trying to get it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Hitler was fairly close, though, wasn't he? As far as...
Yes, well, there was a lot of, people from different countries, I think from Sweden it was, that were involved in sabotage. I think it was Swedish, if I'm correct, was sabotaging, yeah. There was a lot of, stuff we still don't even know, even after all these years, about things done underground to undermine him and his government.
Did they ever find his body, or was it all burned up with the, in the...
I believe it was all burned up. But then, of course, the National Enquirer, which I don't even think it exists anymore, does it?
I don't know.
The National Enquirer claimed he had fled to Argentina and Juan Perón's government.
Of course.
That's such a ridiculous thing. That's as much as saying John F. Kennedy is still alive in Dallas.
Oh, he is. I saw all those people waiting for him to show up.
And they say John F. Kennedy is with Marilyn Monroe. Would die even before he did.
Let's move on to kind of a happier note. I cried all night long yesterday listening to the State of the Union.
Oh, he was fantastic. Yeah. And this whole issue, he's got dementia, he's got Alzheimer's, people keep on saying it. There was no sign of that at all. He was really in charge. He did a great job.
He did stumble over words.
Yes.
He stumbled over words, but he always stumbles over words.
You know, anybody can stumble. You know, that doesn't mean you have dementia. But think of how Trump has behaved, and tell me that's not dementia.
Oh, well, I can't imagine Trump reading that. Can you imagine listening to Trump reading for an hour and 10 minutes or whatever it was?
Well, he did get State of the Union addresses.
Yeah,
but he was always ranting more than anything else.
Yeah.
No, I think Joe Biden really approved, thank God he's our president, and was wonderful seeing Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi behind him.
Oh, my.
Wonderful.
Now, Nancy, I told my wife this morning, I thought Nancy Pelosi seemed a little haughty in her responses. She'd look over at the Republicans when there was something that she didn't like, and she'd really roll her eyes in joy and look at the Democrats.
Well, actually, I was doing the same thing.
Well,
I think she's wonderful. Not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
I think she's one of the great speakers of the House, and I think she really is someone who is so much underrated, like Joe Biden, you know, that she's incompetent. She's so competent, and
yes.
Kevin McCarthy is so incompetent, you know, the so-called future speaker.
Well, now...
We're unlucky.
I liked Kamala's response, because she just acted proud as hell.
Yes, well, a lot to be proud of.
Yes.
And a lot has been done. People are trying to say the inflation. Yes, the gas may go up. So what if the gas goes up? We can sacrifice for the situation that's going on in Ukraine. We're not being bombed. We're not being faced with attacks. So if we have to pay a little bit more, unfortunately, that's the way life goes. But don't blame the president. Inflation has nothing to do with the president. It has to do with international factors.
Usually, I have an app that shows me what the price of gas is around the area, and usually it's all different prices, but every one of our gas stations that I'm looking at went up exactly, what was it, $3.49, I think it was, which was 20 cents higher than it had been the day before once the invasion started by the Russians.
Well, and they all went up to $3.49, it went up to $3.59, but it was, you know, but, you know, the point is, it may go up to $4 a gallon.
Yeah.
It's not a pleasant thing.
I've paid
but
that before.
Be thankful that we have our security and safety. Hopefully, we will continue to.
Yeah.
And I think people make too much out of gas. You don't spend all your money on gas. You may use gasoline, and of course, but
yeah.
It's not that big a deal. I think people overreact to it, really.
Well, now, I'm going to take a trip, which reminds me, you and I will have to figure out what we're going to do, because I'm going to be gone for 4 weeks.
Starting when?
The last week of March through the third week in April.
Oh, so you're going to be away March 30?
Yeah.
And April 6th, 13th, and 20th is what
yeah. So
going.
We're going out to visit my son out in California. So
so you're not going to have the shows, I guess?
Yeah, probably not. So I'm not sure. I mean, we'll give you a vacation.
Well, I'll be going away on vacation since you brought it up in July.
Okay.
And you see, July I'm going to Philadelphia with a friend, so I guess July 6th I would not be around.
Okay, well, we each get to take a little vacation from the show.
We're entitled, especially since we're not paid.
Yeah. But, you know, I checked out the gas prices. Even at this price, you know, it's going to cost me because my wife will not fly. We have to drive out
there. Fly.
She hates flying.
Oh,
she's terrified of flying.
That's some trip for you at your age to be taking.
5 days.
Miles, about 2,000 miles or what?
Yeah, 2,250-some miles.
Gee, well, how many days do you think it'll take you to get there?
It takes us 5 days.
Oh,
We go about 350 to 450 miles a day.
And you got to stay at different hotels. Yeah.
Well, we always stay at one particular motel that allows dogs and is very cheap. So... And they're all across the
country. The point is, that's a real drain on you at your age to drive, you know, six or 7 hours a day, huh?
Yeah, it's easy. It really is easy because you get to see the nation out of your windows.
You see it, but you're not going to stop off and actually, you know, observe anything.
Well,
you're just driving through, right?
We stop for lunch or something like
that.
Yeah.
But I mean, you're not going to stop at any sites. You're just going to be on the highway mostly, right?
Now, last time we did this, we did stop at the Grand Canyon, which was kind of neat.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
We spent an extra day doing that.
But you're not going to do that this time.
No, we've already seen it. Been there, done that.
All right. So anyway, I'm just saying, I'm going to put it down. March 30th, April 6th, 13th, and 20th, no show.
Yeah, probably.
27th, you'll be back.
Now, Scott may call you up and say, hey, would you do the show with me or would you do the show with Adam? But I'm not sure where he's going with that. But
okay, well, that's impossible. But meanwhile, I'm just going to put down that March 36th, April 6th, 13th, and 20th, but he'll be back the 27th.
Yep.
And you'll be here on the 23rd of March.
I will be planting my flowers on when I come back. I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, so you're going to be gone. So you're going to be gone basically 3 weeks, huh?
Yeah, a little longer than 3 weeks.
But you're going to be actually there about 2 weeks, huh?
We go out. We take the 5 days out and the 5 days back. That's 10 days, and then we usually spend 10 days out there. So yeah, it'd be about 20. 20 days.
And this is in the L.A. area, correct?
Right. It's north of L.A., about an hour and a half.
What city?
It's called Ojai, California.
O-H-A-I?
O-J-A-I, yeah. You may have heard of it this week because they had an earthquake.
Oh, my God. Right in that area?
Yeah, 5 miles from my son's house.
Any damage?
No, it wasn't a bad earthquake, but...
a dangerous thing. He has a nice house, I assume, right?
No, he lives on property that's owned by his in-laws, and they live in it's a very nice single wide, but that's where they live, so... and they fixed it up really nice.
It's a small place, huh?
Yeah, very small. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But he didn't have to worry about things falling on his head, because it's a... there's nothing above him. Now, he said when the earthquake hit, he thought a raccoon had fallen down on the roof of the house.
Oh, my God. But still, it's dangerous to live in such an area, I would think, you know.
Yeah, and he did say he noticed it, but he didn't really think much about it.
So how long does it take to get to L.A.? An hour?
From his house?
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Yeah. Oh, so he's really rural in nature.
Oh, yeah. It's Oxnard. Yeah, Oxnard. Yeah, that's where they do all the vegetables that we eat out here in the Midwest. It's right there, and it's beautiful country right along the ocean there. He's about 20 miles from the ocean, really close to Santa Barbara.
I'm looking up OJAI and Oxnard. I'm looking them up. It's just cities, yeah.
Well, they're in Ventura County,
northwest of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
In a valley in the Topa Mountains.
Yep. Yeah.
River.
We can see them right out our window when we were there, and it's great fun. I really, and his winery is getting bigger and bigger, so we'll get to see.
He runs a vineyard, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
That's his occupation?
Well, he's a teacher as well. You can't make a living.
What does he teach?
Special education.
It's elementary or middle school level?
It's so particular. He only has like one student at a time, or maybe two students at a time.
So what age?
And I think they vary between primary school and junior high.
So basically, below grade 9.
Yeah, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy, that's a very committed field to be in special ed. That's great.
Well, he really enjoys it.
And what is his wife? Does his wife have a job?
She's in charge of the tasting room, which is right downtown Ojai.
The wine room?
Tasting room for the winery.
Oh my gosh.
And they do pretty well there. She does a fantastic job. But Ojai is kind of a high-end area for L.A., you know, stars and stuff like that. They have all sorts of, you'd know the names of some of the stars that
really?
Go into
so
their
it's
tasting.
High real estate prices.
Yeah, oh yeah.
How about that? South Florida is becoming unbelievably high priced. My mortgage is paid, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But now they're building, you know, Boca Raton, the area around, they're going to build even bigger houses at $1 million or more. It's insanity, really.
Most wealthy
people can live here now, it seems.
Most of the houses are around, and the reason why he still lives in the single wide, most of the houses around them cost over $1 million. So.
Well, and they have children, right?
No, they don't yet. They're talking about it.
Oh! So they have no children. And how long has he been married? I hate to ask all these questions on the radio show. How long have they been married?
Probably 10 years, something like that.
They haven't had children, but they still are interested in it?
Yeah, they're both... she's 39 and he's 40. So they're a little old, so they're thinking about adopting.
I was going to say, if she's going to have a child naturally, it's time to do it.
Well,
people do in their early 40s, but not much beyond that, yeah.
The cost of living out there is so high, they really decided not to have children. And just recently, I'm probably talking out of school. I hope.
Is he your oldest child?
Is she the oldest child?
Is he your oldest child?
He's my youngest child.
Oh, he's the youngest? Yeah. I thought you had a son at 49.
Yeah, I do.
And he lives locally? where you are?
Fairly close, yeah. Okay, 30 miles away.
Oh, so this is a younger one. Okay.
Yeah, he's only, he just turned 40, so yeah, he's...
And you have a daughter between the two, right?
Yep, and she's...
What's her age?
43, somewhere around there.
So 49, 43, and 40, yeah.
Something like that. I think my eldest is 47, not
47. 47, okay.
He'd shoot me if I told people he was almost 50.
So he wouldn't like that.
No, he wouldn't like that at all.
Then you're denying you're the only... Also, aren't you?
I'm what? I'm sorry.
You're denying what your age is, I'm sure, to people, right?
No, I always tell them I'm 75, which is what I am. What, do you think I'm older than 75?
No, I'm saying that usually people deny their age. They'll say they're younger. The thing I like is I have a neighbor I didn't know well, and I was talking to her, and she happened to ask me, what's your age? And I told her, 77. She says, what? And she was like 15, and she says, I thought you were my age. I said, I love hearing that.
I've had that happen.
I look 58, even if I'm not, you know?
You don't, I'm looking at your picture right now, and you don't look your age at all. Yeah, so.
But it's just funny. She said, I thought you were my age, she said.
Be proud of it, and have a better day because of it, right?
Yes.
Oh, me. Well, anyway, what do you think about... I'm sorry, I'm going to drag you back to the show. What do you think about the Trump family? The entire family is fighting
the judge. But they're not going to win. They're not special. They have, you know, they have more rights than all of us.
They're just slowing things down, right?
They're trying to do anything to avoid prosecution, yeah. But they're going to face prosecution, civilly or criminally or both. It just takes forever.
Do you think that the son and the daughter should be convicted?
Well, convicted is up to a jury.
Yeah.
To be indicted, yes, I think they should, because they ran the Trump organization and they were setting up numbers, you know, to avoid taxes, but also get loans in the other extreme, you know, to make it higher than it was worth. So,
Well, what's ever happened to his number one guy, the money guy at the Trump?
Well, he was, he was brought up on charges.
Yes,
it takes forever to get into the courts.
That's what it's doing.
But I mean, they're famous for trying to evade responsibility, and it's time for them to deal with reality.
Do you think they will ever, the country will ever convict a president of the United States?
I think so, because this man, it makes Richard Nixon, the old line, look like a choir boy. He really does. You know, I think he has done such horrible things, civilly and criminally, and he needs to be held accountable.
And Nixon couldn't even sing, so he couldn't be much of a choir boy, so anyway.
I just think it's funny, the choir boy comment. People always use that now.
Yeah, they do, yeah. And
I think Richard Nixon would laugh at that.
Well, now, I was a choir boy.
Actually, I was also in a synagogue, I was, yes.
Were you?
Yeah. That's a period of time when I thought I'd be a rabbi or cantor, and then I hit 14 and forgot about it.
Well, you know, what does a cantor, do they get paid okay?
Yeah, they get paid well. I don't know exactly now, but cantor does the singing of, yeah, you know, everything in the, you know, in the service, and yeah, of course in Hebrew. And at that point, I thought I was going to major in Hebrew. Now I hardly remember it.
Is that right? Was it a difficult language, Hebrew?
It didn't seem at the time when I was like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. But once I got bar mitzvahed, and I've been told that's normal. You know, lady, so like, you know, unless you're really involved, you have an Orthodox Jewish family, which I did not have, you sort of like lose interest and other things come into your mind.
Sure, girls.
You know what I mean?
Girls. Of course I know what you mean.
Well, you could be both a cantor and have those thoughts, I guess, or a rabbi. But I just lost interest. I wasn't as motivated anymore. But I did, though, I always liked the idea of speaking to people. So, you know, I thought instead of being a rabbi or singing a cantor, I became a professor.
Yes, and a very good one, too. Recently, I've been reading more of your stuff than I had been before, and so I enjoy reading all of it. Now, some of your things are a little long for me to read, but...
Also, I do the History News Network. Those are longer. The Progressive Professor are usually shorter.
Yeah, that's true.
But I do on both. But History News Network, I do a couple of articles usually a month. The Progressive Professor, every day I write on it. Over 7,000 entries since 2008.
Wow. Every day. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, well, before I go to bed, I make sure I say something. Maybe not important, but I say something.
No,
I'm on vacation, I won't, though.
Now, I told you my eldest son has written 12 books.
Yeah.
He does it every morning. He gets up at 5:30 every morning and puts in an hour and a half every morning working on his books. So
wow. Two books, and I've published 7,000-plus articles, plus over two, in the Progressive Professor, almost 200 on History News Network, and I'm on your show and the Sunday show,
yeah,
on Blog Talk Radio, and and I also lecture and I teach a class, so I keep busy,
Weren't you on one of the big shows this last month on television?
No.
I thought I saw that you were. Okay.
No, it would be nice to be offered that opportunity.
Well, maybe we had Eleanor... what's Eleanor's last name? She's always shown big time with television.
I know the journalist. What? Yeah. Eleanor Cliff.
Cliff, yeah. Eleanor Cliff was on.
Those are people that are bigger names. I'm not a big name, although I've been on C-SPAN and I've been on a few other radio shows, but I'm not big time, unfortunately. I would not have no problem being so.
Yep.
Because I think I think I'm just as knowledgeable as a Michael Beschloss or a John Meacham, but they're bigger names.
I love John Meacham. I'm not a big fan of Beschloss, but I do like John Meacham.
Doris Kearns Goodwin, people like that. They're all presidential scholars, but they're bigger names, and they've published more than two books, each of them, they're bigger names.
Eleanor was on our show this morning, and maybe she's still listening. Hey, Eleanor, help Dr. Feynman out and get him a gig.
Who do you think you saw? You actually saw someone you thought was me?
I thought I saw on, maybe it was, I don't remember. I didn't see it. I thought I saw a notification that you were going to be on or something like that.
Well, the one was the Sunday show, that's on Sunday, on Blog Talk Radio is on there. Most Sundays I'm on there.
Maybe that's what you saw.
Maybe that's what you saw.
Yeah. The Sunday
show. I think you even maybe liked it. I think you did see that, yeah.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Yes, I did like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, let's talk briefly about the Texas primaries.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Greg Abbott won the nomination, although in a way, compared to his major opponent, Alan West, the African-American one-term congressman from Florida who moved to Texas and is a real nutcase.
Uh-huh.
Yes, by comparison, he's less extreme, but he is extreme. It's going to be a real battle for Beto O'Rourke.
Oh, yeah, Beto O'Rourke is...
I don't think he's going to be able to do a Texas...
You don't think so? Well, he did a good job the last time he ran for, senator?
Yes,
and
4 years ago, yeah.
He came in probably a point and a half or 2 points down,
The Texas government is so horrendous in the things they're doing, just like in Florida. They're both trying to compete to be the alternative to Trump, Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, so... I'm hopeful neither of them will get very far, but
I think,
who knows?
I think your governor is a little smarter than their governor.
Smarter, but I think in a way he's more evil. I hate
to
use the word evil.
Yeah.
I don't use the word evil, but I think some of these people today are not just bad people, they're evil. And
yes.
I don't like doing that, but I really think they are. I think they're a threat to the country. I really think they are if they ever get more power.
Why have we had so much evil creep into our government?
Well, I think Trump helped it a lot, but I think also Newt Gingrich and Pat Buchanan and Sarah Palin and others who moved the Republican Party far to the right in the last 25 years, and Trump became the ultimate. And I think Ted Cruz, as always, I think is the most scary person imaginable, more than any of these people. He really scares me to death. And if you watched him last night at the State of the Union, the man really looks like the devil, as I see it. I'm not joking. He just seems so scary. And I thought he was more scary in 16 than was Trump.
Yeah, well... Yeah, he's kind of... even his friends don't like him.
Lindsey Graham, who I'm not an admirer of either, once said that if he died, nobody would be upset.
Yeah.
And can I just say that?
Well, that's pretty rough.
Because he was, I think, joking, but what kind of person would say something like that about a colleague,
I'm surprised. surprised that that's allowed. You know, they have all sorts of rules in the Senate about what you can and cannot say. Now, they've all gone out the window in the last 4 or 5 years, but yeah.
Because the other thing I want to point out about Cruz is that who was his professor at Harvard Law School? Elizabeth Warren.
Yes. Isn't that amazing?
Thing, you know, when you think about it, she made no impression on him at all, obviously.
Well, maybe she did. It was a negative impression.
Yes.
I don't know. Now, she's kind of a strange lady. I like her policies,
yeah.
But she kind of presents it in a strange way. I don't know.
Well, she's a crazy person, but I think she's good-hearted. She's a decent human being, which is what we need more of.
Yes, we certainly do need more
of that. Talking about that, a really decent human being is Ketanji Brown.
Yes, that's where I was going next with this.
She's got a great background. She was confirmed easily before, but now we're going to have people playing politics.
Sure.
And these people are saying, they had to pick someone who was black. Well, they always picked somebody who was a white male, except the 7 times.
Yeah.
So what's the big deal? The woman is not just because she's black and a woman. She is qualified to this super extent. So she should, and I see this morning Mitch McConnell met with her. He didn't smile, but he met with her. That's more than he did for Merrick Garland in 2016. He wouldn't even give him a hearing to even meet him. So they know they're going to have her confirmed. It's just, there'll be, of course, a lot of the Republicans will refuse to support her, even though more of them voted for her earlier, but they won't do it now. But Mitt Romney looks like he's going to.
Whatever the station was that I was watching, the State of the Union on, when Biden mentioned his appointment of Ketanji Brown Jackson, they cut to Merrick Garland, and he was smiling. And I thought that was cool.
Yeah, but the one thing is now Merrick Garland's Attorney General, and even though we don't know what he's really doing, I think he's really going after all these people in January 6th. It just doesn't happen easily. It takes time.
Right.
But I think it's going to be almost like revenge for what happened.
And if you... I do like Biden's technique of opening everything up, so I believe that sunshine makes things clearer.
Yeah.
But I understand why if you're in that business where Merrick Garland is, you need to keep it kind of secretive and quiet.
Yeah, a lot of people are very impatient. They want quick results.
Yeah, I don't think that's
going to happen. That quick.
Yeah.
You know, legal field. It takes time, but I think he's doing everything he needs to do, and it will work out, but it will take time.
Yeah, I think you're right. And there have been a lot of talking heads that think it's taking too much time, but, you know, they're not there. They're not doing it.
Yeah, but I think people are being held accountable, and I see that some of the people involved in January 6th insurrection, you know, now feel guilt that one person, died. Supposedly of a broken heart, I saw.
No.
That's what a story said. But I'm thinking rather of people who are really people to admire, and that is those who are fighting for freedom and democracy in Ukraine.
Oh, absolutely.
At a time when we have children being killed. There were 16 children killed, I guess it was yesterday, and they showed one in the hospital. They're trying to revive them. The doctors are weeping. This is such a horrendous situation.
It really is.
And I just hope that the destiny gets rid of Putin very soon.
How can anybody think that Putin has a heart or even cares?
Well, Joe Biden said, he actually said to him, I can see you don't have the soul.
Yeah.
And Putin said, without smiling, you understand me then. And yet George W. Bush claimed he could see his soul. I think he was probably drinking, George W. Bush said that.
Well, being proud, as Putin was, that he didn't have a soul, I am an atheist, so I guess there are people that would think I don't have a soul.
No, that's not the case.
But being proud that you don't have a soul, and the soul only means you don't have any feelings inside of you, that I don't think that you should be proud of that. I think people like that should be put away.
No, he needs to be removed, and the oligarchs who are being cited and losing their ability economically, I think there's going to be a move against him. I think he'll be gone sooner rather than later.
I really hope so.
The question is, who replaces him, and what kind of a leadership is that?
I don't know. It's kind of like when Trump was not elected for the second term, I had people say to me, well, who do you think is going to take his place? I didn't care, as long as it wasn't him. Yeah. Even Cruz, I guess.
Look at all these people in Russia that have been arrested for demonstrating against the war.
Yeah.
And they're all going to probably end up in prison, which is terrible, but they're courageous and gutsy to do so.
Now, are they all getting arrested, or is it just
handfuls? I think about 1,600, I heard, have been arrested in just a few days. If you just start a demonstration, that's part of freedom of speech and freedom of the press and freedom of assembly. It's disgraceful that we would even think that these people can't speak up against the government.
That's crazy. Okay, we're down to our last minute. So, what do we need to talk about before going away?
I think just the fact that I already talked about Pompeo and all that.
Yeah.
I just said Joe Biden becomes a wartime president will change the equation on his presidency. I think his State of the Union speech will up his ratings, and
I think
it gives hope to the Democrats. They might be able to keep the House and certainly maybe gain seats in the Senate. I hope, but we'll have to see.
Well, we'll have to keep our fingers crossed, and that's not that far away, is it?
It's 8 months, from now. Yeah, 8 months from now is the midterm elections, first week of November. This is, here we are in March.
Oh, my.
New daylight savings comes on March 12th.
That's right.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, well, I thank you for coming on, and
keep
the good work going.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care, Dr. Feynman. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Feynman, he's always our best friend on Thursday afternoon, Wednesday afternoon. All right, talk to you later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians...